Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. This is my in-office workshop I do every month. I try to post this maybe 4 or 5 times a year. It gives you the link of why, as chiropractors, we treat the nerves to make your overall health improve. When we do this, you understand that sleep, anxiety, muscle pain, muscle weakness, headaches, back pain all come from the nerves when your spine is out of alignment and not moving properly. In this talk, I give you, again, the link of how the spine works, affect the organs, the muscles, tissues of the body, at that point causing your symptoms. So write the talk, and also remember too, in our show notes, we give you highlights of this talk, and the show notes, we give you links to our other podcast videos, also this video on Facebook. Leave comments, interact with what we're doing. Now, let's listen to the show.
Okay, here we go. All right, finally we're live.
Can you pass me the markers?
Yes. Good. Got some of my tools. First talk of the year, some little rusty. We've done this for like 5 years or something. Okay, easy stuff. A lot of what we do is I want to go over this page first. Just one, back to health, as I titled it. Thank you, my assistant. Appreciate it. Yeah, just reload, make sure it's on there. It should be, but we'll see. Okay. The purpose of this talk, as you read on the top, makes my job easy, is our mindset as chiropractors. Okay, as chiropractors, we do not prescribe medications. We do not do surgeries. That's not our plan. Our philosophy is the body is self-healing, self-regulating. When we get the body to get to a better balanced state, whatever that might be for you, then we can calm down the body so it can stay strong and relaxed. Okay, that's the plan. Who came in here thinking you had a nerve problem? Anybody? Or more of a muscle problem? Muscle problem or nerve problem?
Muscle,
right? That's good. Yeah. This is why you're here. Good, I'm teaching you something today. You'll learn something, hopefully. I don't know. Maybe I'll learn something, too. I don't know. So, and what our goal is, we take the x-rays, right? We see the x-rays, and we see, does that cause a nerve issue from the spine to make the nerve make the muscle painful, not just the painful muscle from trauma, injury, or something else? I want to go over that with you tonight. Okay. First thing I want to do is go over here is this middle part. Chiropractors treat the spine to influence the function of the nerves. How does that work? How do the nerves connect to the muscles? If you have a problem in your neck or your lower back, how did that connect? When the spermidae come together from embryology, I think it's called, they call what's called a primitive node and a primitive streak, what's called a mesoderm, the first group of cells that form together. Those cells start differentiating and start multiplying to cause a primitive node and primitive streak. When that happens normally, at that point, what do you think these are after you're born? In your body? What do you think? Inside the body. This being the outside, inside the body. This thing up here, this thing inside your spine. I think it might be.
Water, maybe?
Some type of liquid.
Liquid, but there's liquid inside that called the brain and the spinal cord. So you have your bones, right? The bones here in your spine, all here. Inside is where those nerves come through. They connect to the spinal cord. That cord connects to your brain directly. Control everything that gets through their body. We'll talk about how that works. But that's your first thing to form your body. Important because that controls everything after that. Your embryology, how your body develops, is a sequence of events. Doesn't happen properly, then we're in trouble. Want to make sure it happens properly is the first thing that does happen. Okay? When that happens, from there, nerves go out from the brain through the spinal cord. So this is the right side facing you, spinal cord, upper part of the body out here. We're part of the body out here. So realize those nerves, it's called the spinal tract, going back to this part of the spinal cord, go through here into the whole body, come all the way down upper and lower limbs, upper and lower arms from 1-2. Okay, any questions on that? It's gonna get complicated, so make sure you pay attention. No, it's late. Same thing opposite side, the spinal cord, all the way out, same side or ipsy side of that nerve. So like an old phone wire or computer cord, has to connect together so everything works together. From then, organs form. Let's put a heart in here, in the middle. Okay, right there. A little liver in the middle there. And maybe a couple kidneys. All right. Okay. Happy face, sad face, who knows? Okay. So once we have that, that point these nerves are connecting to all the organs too, right? That's how they work. At that point, you want to make sure everything works and functions better because now the function is controlled by the spinal cord and brain through the nerves, not just by itself isolated. Any questions about that?
Or if you took a heart out of your body or someone's body, like the old Indiana Jones movie, it's not going to function on its own for very long. It's going to die.
It needs that nerve controlling that function to happen.
Okay, check the video for me too, Muslim. You're a videographer today. Make sure the video is working.
Me?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm paying you $0 for it. Thank you very much.
It's life.
And last things here is, again, as you know, as you've already figured out too, I'm not an artist, people. Come on. These are my arms impressions, leg impressions. People say sea turtle, whatever you want to say. Okay. So realize this is how the body kind of connects together, but gets very primitive based on my drawing. How things work. So the nerves control your function of your organs as well as the arm pain, the leg pain, the shoulder pain, the muscle pain you experienced when you first came in, meaning that you thought it was a muscle problem, not a nerve problem. Right. Any questions so far? Anyone purchase this drawing for $0? Good. So I take your back there. That's your first part. This is how the nerves connect, right? Now let's figure out what is a nerve and how does it work? Our body, this may not work here. I'm going to have to use another eraser. Let me give you 1 second. Let me get a wipey.
When did they invent wipey? Wipeys are awesome.
Okay, everything. Okay. So the nerves work through millivoltage, right? Through electrical system. Okay, that's why people say they have sharp pain. Electricity, it works that way. The nerves have a set, certain sign of certain millivoltage they can travel, or cosine, or tan, I think it's more cosine. They can travel a wavelength that is considered normal or abnormal, high or low. Okay, get this out of the way first here. There we go. Wipe that down so I don't destroy my markers again. Good. So if we take a normal nerve here, just call it normal, okay? That nerve has a certain sine wave going up and down, high and low, nice and smooth, okay? Good amount of voltage. Every nerve is different, so I want to use a number, but good amount of voltage going through. At that point, if that nerve is working properly, number of voltage, that muscle controls, stays relaxed. That organ functions properly. Okay, things work in the body, handling stress no matter what's going on. Okay, if the nerve's irritated, let's put like a angry face right there, whatever. Here, that point, that voltage will go over and beyond to cause more of a stress state. What happens in a stress state? You have muscle pain, muscle tightness, and sharp pain too. Doesn't go away. Stays with you all the time, especially when you wake up in the morning. It's still there. Didn't sleep it off. Okay? Over time, if that nerve gets too irritated, it can happen to where now the nerve flow, the millivoltage, gets less and less and less. It stops firing. Your body's intelligent. If you don't take care of the problem, it's going to shut down because it realizes if it doesn't, it may cause more damage. So I'll put here like, just put Z's, like a sleepy face or something, I don't know. I don't remember emojis later. Just out, so I don't know. Sorry. So at that point, realize when your body's working properly, it works in a normal sine tangent, sore sine. At that point, the nerve flow stays a normal amount. Any questions about that? They use things like vibration too. People use that, I think, in crystal therapy or things like that too. Same concept. There's a certain vibration or nerve flow that should occur. At that point, things can work properly. Any questions about my drawing? Simple stuff, right? Third grade stuff or something like that. I don't know. Next part gets complicated here. Last thing is called subluxation. I'm not going to go over that portion. That's what happens when the nerve gets pinched and the effect is what's happening to the body. The second page here. Second page. Here and...
On which page do you have? This one or this one?
Yeah, that one. Good.
Okay.
Use that model. So second page correlates this page together. This is your nerve chart. Okay, you'll get this on the video too. You'll get this in the post on the YouTube and Facebook channel for one too. This is important because it correlates how the nerves work, where they come from, what part of the spine, what location of the body it can affect, and also how it can affect as a symptom. Okay, any questions about the nerve chart? I didn't make that up, obviously. It's very clean. Looks very good, right? Professional, that's not my work.
Good. So, number one here is, on your other paper says the factors affecting your health, okay? How do the nerves, when they're not working properly, affect your overall? First one is exercise. You draw this out again too, get this out of the way. Exercise is ability to, for example, muscles. Does it make the muscles become spasmed, relax, or a normal function where it doesn't cause any problems for one, too? Okay, so number one, exercise. Let's walk through that along with the other paper. So exercise, we go down the C6 on this form. We go down here and go to where it says location is neck muscles, shoulders, and tonsils. Okay, that's what those nerves can affect. The effects of that can be, for one, neck stiffness, pain in the upper arm, tonsillitis, whooping cough, and croup. Okay, anyone has whooping cough here, right? So I don't want to be in the room with you guys. You have whooping cough. I guess we'll make sure you don't have that. So we have neck stiffness. So C6, part back here, can cause those problems that run from the neck. Turn this on right there. From the neck, here, C6, causing neck stiffness, upper arm pain, even just full arm pain too. Magical chart, 1979 model. Good, right? Still works.
When you have arm pain, is that your whole arm or just?
It can be upper arm, lower arm. My people just have finger pain. Or some, not even pain too, could be numbness, weakness, tingling, burning, anything like that. Okay, so plan is, where's it coming from? Where's the source? I had someone come in last Monday or Tuesday, has had finger numbness for about 5 years. No idea. The guy's had neck stiffness. He's like, okay, I'll take care of it now. But they had no idea this was correlated with the neck. No one ever told him. Having this, that point explains everything. Once you see a spine being a problem, let's go back to here and see what might be pinching the nerve. That's the plan. Okay? So does that make sense with C6? Any questions about that?
No.
First example. Second, let's go to the last example here on that second page. You have exercise affecting subluxation of the L4, the lower back side, back pain, aches, and sciatica. Look at the very bottom of your nerve chart. L4, right there. Okay? Location of the body is prostate gland, muscle of the lower back, and sciatic pain. Let me see how sciatic is. You know what that is? Sciatic pain. That's when these four nerves down here, the five nerves of your lower back, they come down, they form one trunk. What they'll do is branch off down the leg. So if I have it here, it'll go from here, that point, form one trunk with all those nerves and branch down the leg. Different presentations. Commonly it's going to be leg pain down the knee, sometimes past the knee, sometimes to the foot, sometimes groin, sometimes front of the leg. And again, it can be nerve pain, can be weakness, tingling, burning, anything like that. The people that come in with just knee pain. The MRI is fine. I'm like, okay, let's check the back out. Back's not good. Treat the back, knee pain goes away. I call it magic. I don't know. They don't know the difference. They have no idea. Okay? But that point allows them to realize where the source is from physiology, with how the body works, not just, well, maybe it's going to work, maybe it's not going to work. We always check the spine when there's just some problems, especially if they've been treated medically, you're not seeing results. That's the plan. Okay, so next one, talked about L4, let's go down to here again. Prostate, muscle of the lower back, sciatica. Sciatica, lumbalgia, which is basically lack pain, but back pain. Difficulty, painful or too frequent urination, and back aches. Okay, why did they put that in there? If I hit that nerve chart here, where does those muscles fire? Causing sciatica, right? Down one leg, for example. More commonly down one leg, but also here on this side, magic. The prostate, okay? When the prostate is under stress, how do you think it functions? What's gonna cause it? Is it gonna cause more urination or less urination?
More.
Actually, less.
Less?
It's constricted.
Okay.
It's people think more.
Yeah.
The constriction is what's the problem. I had someone come in about 4 years ago now, younger guy, in his probably low 20s, bad back pain. Just like, okay, let's see what we can do. Take the x-rays, bad. I said, you got to go see your doctor. He had not gone to the bathroom, urinated, in 3 days. I'm like, yeah, emergency situation. So they did the surgery on his back the next day. So we don't know, and look at the whole symptoms, what's going on in the body,
can affect the muscles like people come in with, right? But also the organs of the body too, for both. Okay? Next one is diet on your list of problems that can happen when you have a nerve issue from the nerve chart. Let's go down to T6. I talked to someone earlier about this too. T6 affects the stomach, okay? It affects your ability to digest food properly. So if you don't digest food properly, what happens? You have dyspepsia, you have problems over here. I looked up dyspepsia too, it's called GERD, or upper GI problems, for one, two, pain, obstruction, things like that. So I look it up because it's been a while since I looked at it. Stomach troubles, nervous stomach for one, two, heartburn, all that stuff. So you realize when that's affected, especially with heartburn, it can cause even other issues like arrhythmia or heart problems or breathing issues. So here, if I push on T6, that area there will lights up. Arms up again, right? But also, too, what else lights up? What's that thing right there?
Heart.
The heart. Pretty obvious. It looks like a heart, I think.
Wow.
Okay? But that's the thing. People come in sometimes, maybe once a year, twice a year. They don't feel bad, but they just can't breathe, and their heart rate doesn't stop. And again, I tell them, hey, look, talked about your cardiologist? Yes. Medical doctor? Yes. Blood work came out negative? Yes. Great, listen to the spine. Take the next spine, upper back spine, treat that goes away. That's the plan. Can we rule things in, rule things out with our chiropractic care, us being physicians like medical doctor DO, to realize how do we diagnose things and then get the right treatment either here or somebody else? Any questions about that magical skills? Nothing yet? Love it. Okay, next one is sleep. How do nerves affect sleep? Okay, so this is an important one for people that have problems where they did well, say 6 months, a year ago, go, man, now everything around just seems more stressful. Okay, that point, when the effect of that can be lack of sleep. C1 area is right up here, base of the neck, from the back view, right up here. That area, when it gets pinched, causes problems or affects the whole body. Talked about heart rate, talked about breathing, talked about just the body not feeling well inside. That's the issue. Okay? Those nerves go back to the brain, and they get the brain to stay under a stress state. Okay, two things. This is did talk on this, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago on this one. When you're in stress, okay, a stress state, okay, you're going to have symptoms of less sleep. Okay, if I could spell that, it'd be great. If I could spell. Awesome. Higher, I'm going to call it anxiety, but maybe just a sense of all the time. Okay? So you're going to have those effects on your body, how you feel. What happens in that state, your body's chemistry goes producing more cortisol. You know what cortisol is for? You don't have to know, but you kind of know what that is?
Is it happiness or something in the brain?
That's
the
actually
chemical in the
it's
brain.
It's chemical in the brain. It's the opposite. It's actually a hormone that affects the brain. That's your pain receptors. When you have higher cortisol, it's more of pain producing. When you're in pain, your cortisol kicks in. Under stress, cortisol kicks in. See a scary movie like I do? Kicks in for like 15, 20 seconds. I'm like, get me out of here. Okay? Same thing with, it's the same thing as, if you hear about it too, catecholamines. Oh, that's how I spell it. Okay. Same thing, cortisol, catecholamines. Those are your stress producers, that or hormones are produced when you're under stress. Okay? So what happens when you get that? That point the body becomes wants to move less as a result. So your overall body becomes stiff and tight. When you do that long enough, what's gonna happen to your body? You're gonna shut down, you're gonna have a lack, we talked in the room before too, a lack of motion in the body, muscles get weaker and weaker and weaker. So when you do move, it causes pain. So people do, they move less because it hurts too much. My senior patients, my people over 65 and over, they call them wiser patients too. Sometimes they are. At that point, they stop moving because they just hurts too much. They go from being mobile to a walker, to a wheelchair, to bedridden. No. Our job is to get them out of here over time by causing more motion. If we cause more motion, I'll do this in blue, I like blue. At that point, increase motion. And then we produce different hormones called serotonin. And these are, exactly, Johnny, are more of your
your relaxation hormones, endorphins, that block pain, hang. I gotta go back to third grade, learn how to spell again. Okay? And get your body to want to relax. Balance out. You need a balance of these, really. You need a balance. Okay? But when you're under stress in a stress state, you produce more of these, so that's the issue. If you produce more, that balances off a little bit. From here to that point, we're more relaxed state. Okay? That point, we have better sleep. As you can see, also, you're more relaxed. I repeat that there too. You can also, from there, once you have all of these together, the result is you can get stronger. To produce more of these, so your body stays in that relaxed state all the time. Because the stress around you're not going to change, right? You can't send your kids off to wherever. You can't leave people that bug you. You can't kick the dog out of the house. That'd be mean. That'd be abuse. You can't move out of your environment. I have people come in all the time. And my doctor said, quit my job because it's too stressful. Quit your job, what are you going to do? I don't know. Of course, you know. Come on. It's not practical. Can we do things to our body to get stronger over time as a result of keeping your body relaxed by causing more motion? We cause joint motion. You cause motion by doing your rehab exercise by stretching and strengthening every day. How often?
Every day.
Every day. Twice a day sometimes. Good. Okay? We have to. Sorry, we have to. If not, tell my senior patients again, rigor mortis kicks in, and you're done. We just start digging. That's it. We dig the hole. We have to move. That's the plan. Any questions, though? So that nerve up here, that controls everything in your body, so everything relaxes. And they're all connected, too. So we only have sometimes neck pain can cause back pain. So we want to look at the whole spine sometimes, see what's going on, where the source is, where are you going to fix. As we fix it, so your body can increase more motion, more endorphins, more serotonin, keep your body relaxed and strong. When I say exercise, too, also another form, too, I add to that if you play music. I did a podcast interview with Monica from Music Tree in on Pomona. She's done very well with her business. Kids, especially, that are not athletic or don't like that, are more musical inclined, that helps them relax. Adults, same thing. Seniors, too, same thing. They go in to play music to relax. Same thing. But they're playing music. Not listening to music, but playing music. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe a banjo. I don't know what this is. Maybe drums, whatever it might be. But that's the thing. Can you do something to move your body? Even I did talk with us seniors too, I think this weekend, this last week, is just tapping your feet. You know, because someone can't move very much. Tap your feet. Just hit your hand on something. That vibration again causes motion. Get your body to feel that stimulation to your brain. That produces more serotonin, more endorphins. Keeps your body moving. Keeps you strong and relaxed. That's when I ask when you come in the door, and it's more of a chronic pain issue, how much do you sleep? How well do you sleep? I want to know that to know what state you're in. Stress state or relaxed state. The question about my long format of how the nerves work with the hormones, with motion. No questions about that.
Explained it very clearly.
Perfect. That's like a 5-week class somewhere in college somewhere. I don't know what it is. Okay. Next one here too, it's called PMA. What do you think PMA stands for? PMA. Any suggestions out there from this very active audience tonight? PMA. What could that be? Not PMS. Think of PMS. Ooh. Okay. One thing you have to come up with some of it in your body already is a sense of a good attitude or a positive mental attitude. You need that. You need to have a sense of you want to do something for yourself. That's why you're here, right? I didn't knock your door. Hey, look, come to my office for your day. You're here because you want to get yourself better. Mm-hmm. Okay? So PMA, put it in red, is really about your attitude. But realize, too, your attitude is affected by your nerves, right? Does that make sense? Kind of walked through it already? Nerves, if your attitude is like grumpy all the time, just like you're that person, like people are like, I don't want to talk to that guy or girl. Okay? Because you're in a stress state. Or you're not in a relaxed, you're in a stress state. So when your attitude is less, that point, I'm put less here, whatever, you're more stressed. Okay? Moms especially, new moms or moms with kids, any age, they're like, I just feel like I just want to beat my kids every day. My wife says that every day, actually. She does, literally. So when you do that, that point you're ready, you wake up and your tolerance to stress becomes less and less and less when your nerves are irritated. Our job is to make your body stronger, more relaxed, you can tolerate more stress so those people don't affect you as much. You know, I've been around a crowd where something happens and people go crazy. People are like, eh, I'm okay. That person isn't stressed. They're like, eh, it doesn't affect me. Can you get there and stay there? You're going to get some episodes with humans, right? They're entertaining sometimes. But can we get there to where you stay there for the most part? Because the stress gets to us, what happens to our body? We start doing this, tightening up more. Affects us mentally and physically together. So attitude is huge. Maintain that, keep as much as you can. I do more reading, and you can do to keep your mind just that positive attitude. Next one, HNS. Oh man, this is a confusing one. It says higher dollar words, or abbreviation, sorry. What does that mean, people? That B. What do you think? Any suggestions? If I take the H off, what could that be?
Nervous system?
Yes!
Yeah.
Look at that. Healthy nervous system. Okay, going back to your nerve chart, at the very top it says a little bit of a quote from Gray's Anatomy, which is the Bible for anyone who studies the human body. Okay, the nervous system controls and coordinates all organs and structures of the human body. That's a fact. So if the nerves are working properly, everything works properly. Nerves are stressed, you're stressed. Nerves are irritated, you're irritated. Your body's irritated. So how do you get the body to relax? By calming the nerves. At that point, your body stays relaxed and you stay strong. And you have a great day every day. But you have to do the work, right? Right? It's exercising. It's doing your thing. At that point, exercise as we get there and stay there, that'll de-stress our body. We want it that becomes addictive because produce these things, endorphins, serotonin. You want to feel that way all the time, naturally. You know, it's better than doing crack, people say. Never done crack before, I don't know. But that has to be better than doing crack, at least long term. Right?
That's right.
So maintain that naturally, that's the plan. Any questions from the class today? Anything? But that's all it is. Do your exercise, do your stretching. Now that you're feeling better, at that point, maintain that. We move the spine so you can handle it. So our job now, once you're feeling better, once you're not in pain, how do we make your body handle more load so now it can handle more strength, more endurance? If the muscle is stronger, at that point it has more endurance to handle Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Once you get a good baseline where you can work out and maintain that routine, at that point you know how to keep your body less stressed. So that's not just the muscles around your body, right? Your neck, back, whatever it might be. But I was talking about earlier how it affects the overall organs of the body too. Makes your overall body inside stay healthy. Again, you still got to eat right. And you can't do crack. But make sure you're doing everything else right. Right? Any questions? So again, we're here for nerve recovery. Even though you're having muscle pain, let's keep those nerves healthy. That's why we take another x-rays again, you see the improvement. You know, it's fixed, not just a band-aid. I'm feeling better, must be better. Yeah, don't go by how you feel. Go by what looks good, what looks good as you feel good. You're feeling good as your test, things are getting better. Then once you get there, fix the spine. Maintain that routine so I don't see you ever again. Yes?
So you were talking about the stress part, you know, here. What else can we do besides this, besides a class to come here?
You do your classes at the gym, such as yoga, as exercise, as stretching. Shoulder exercises we talked about before too. Even doing shrugs. Even doing the pillow stretch too for your neck. We put the pillow back here and get your head to fall back over the pillow. So stretching and strengthening together. Physical health is three things. Stretching, flexibility, strength, building strength up, also endurance too. A stronger muscle builds more mass, has more endurance. Doing your routine every day like you're doing now allows you to build that endurance up as your muscle gets stronger. The reason we get strong is we handle more load. We have to put load on our body or a muscle to make that muscle stronger and joint stronger. Your job is to do that. Our job is to keep the spine loose as it heals, so the spine heals with motion, not where it causes injuries. Problem is it's January, right? A lot of people sign up for the gym in January, your LA Fitness, your clubs, whatever it is too. And in January, they're no longer going. That's why it's a year membership. They get your money that you go.
Okay? Because they may wake something up when they're working out they don't know they had by causing a load with the exercising. Now they pinched a nerve. Now they did something they didn't know what it is. I had someone come in earlier. We used a camping issue. Someone yesterday, same thing. Jim hurt his back. Didn't know what it was. So our job is look at the spine first, see what's going on, then get you back in the gym so you get stronger, so you feel good and feel less stressed and feel relaxed. So I'm such a, I'm not a gym person, I am. I can do things at home too. If you're not a gym person, your home routine, but it has to be every day, especially if you work every day, live every day. Well, that's what I do.
Which makes it that much harder, right?
It is. And because we live in doggy dog world, we have to work harder, so we have to work out harder. De-stress your body more. You know, whatever time is good for you. I'm a morning person. I'm about 5 o'clock. I'm gone. Come home. People are still sleeping in my house. My dog goes them up because he wants to go for a walk. But everyone else is like just crashed out. At night, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I'm done. I'm out. Find your window. Whatever that might be. I have people that come in, and she comes in every 2 weeks. She spends 4 days a week driving to Long Beach for work. Painful. Pain. That's just painful thinking about it. Sitting at a desk all day. Driving home every day, 4 days a week. How do you de-stress your body? Find your routine to get those endorphins, serotonin increased, because that lack of motion, static pressure sitting that long, is going to make your body produce more catecholamines, cortisol, more the pain hormones. You need the motion to help get that out of there. Whatever works for you. Like I said, people like biking, hiking, yoga classes, cardio classes, weights, whatever it is, just show up every day. All right. Any questions?
You gotta be consistent.
Consistent. That's what I tell my talks outside of here too. They ask me when should I work out? 8 days a week. They go, what do you mean? Every day. If you get out of bed every day, every day. De-stress your body or static stresses of not moving. Same thing. You need the motion to get circulation, the blood flow, joint motion. You lock up joint long enough, muscles atrophy, joint stiffens. Natural. It knows what to do. If you don't want to move, it won't move. Do it long enough, then you have problems. That's why you're here. Any other questions, concerns, comments, epiphanies? Good?
You're good.
All right, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Golf class, we have the video, and we are good, ready to go. All right. That's all it is. Leave my pens, so I'll hit my pens. Love you, me.
In our office, we choose to help our patients get healthier, not just out of pain. By getting healthier, we introduce exercises, stretching, even walking also to help our overall body get stronger and form habits, long-term habits, so even when we stop seeing you, you stay healthy. This helps you tolerate the stress of everyday life. At that point, life gets easier, you feel more relaxed and stronger, tolerate more stress throughout the day. That's what it comes down to, right? Hope you enjoyed this quick talk. Again, we'll just see a few times a year. At that point, go to our show notes, look at the overall links again. Go to our Facebook page, leave comments. Also, other iTunes videos on our YouTube playlist to see what wants to get to help you to get yourself healthy. All right, enjoy the week, and we'll see you next week.